This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 19.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, Alex Pardo here. Welcome back to another Flip Empire Q&A show. And I want to start off before we get into the meat of the podcast today and answer the one question, which I'll reveal here in a couple of minutes. I want to thank you, number one, for listening in, taking your time. Number two, for those of you that have submitted a question, that have gone to flipempire.com/question. I appreciate the questions that have been coming in. I'll do my best to get to them on an upcoming Q&A show. And I want to share with you something that my wife and I actually started doing, which I heard on another podcast, which on a side note, I highly recommend if you're listening to this podcast, obviously you're taking the time to invest in yourself and get the knowledge you need so that you can take action and implement what you learn. And I'm constantly somebody that's listening to podcasts, and I'm very careful not to listen to a podcast or go through a particular course just for the purposes of going through it, because I know it'd be good for me. But I'm always aiming to take one or two things and implement it right away. And one of the things I heard on a podcast was about a gratitude jar. And if you don't know what a gratitude jar is, it's a simple, like a mason jar, or it could be a cup, or it could be anything, a bowl. And every single day you take out a little tiny piece of paper and you write one thing that you're grateful for. And I had heard about this gratitude jar years ago. And at the time I didn't do anything with it, which goes against what I'm suggesting you do, right? But the twist on it was this particular guy calls it an awesome jar. And basically, you know, you take one thing that happened that day, which was awesome. And if for whatever reason, nothing awesome happened to you, just take one thing that you're grateful for and combine them, make it an awesome gratitude jar. And my wife and I actually just started doing this where, you know, once a day we're going to be writing on a piece of paper. I'm going to be writing something that I'm grateful for, or something that happened awesome to me in the day. And she's going to do the same. And then at the end of the month, we're going to kind of go back and see, you know, this collection of awesomeness, so to speak. And so I want to encourage you to do the same thing. And there's something to be said for the power of just being aware of the things that you have in your life that you should be grateful for. And you know, I don't want to go off on a rant here. I'm going to jump into the meat here in about a minute. But so it's so easy to overlook and take for granted the things that we have in our life. And a lot of times, you know, I've heard, well, you know, Alex, I'm broke, or, you know, I'm in debt, or my relationships are suffering and there's a lot of turmoil in my life. Every single one of you has at least a handful of things, if not more, to be grateful for. Number one, you have the ability to listen to a podcast like this, and you have the ability to grow, and, you know, hopefully you have your health, and just think about all the different things you're grateful for. And if you really wanted to take this awesome gratitude jar exercise and put it on steroids, is challenge yourself for that 5 minutes at the beginning of every day. You just brainstorm and you write all the things you're grateful for. And even if you duplicate these things, you know, on a daily basis, just write down and force your brain to think about all the great things that you have in your life. And it's crazy. It's, you know, I'm a little iffy on the whole like law of attraction thing, but I do think there's something to be said for, you know, positive thinking about having a positive mindset and thinking about what it is you want to attract in your life. Being aware of all the things you have to be grateful for, and then making sure that that comes back to you. So having said that, I just wanted to put that out there. It's an awesome day today. You know, what I'm going to write down for today is I just woke up. I'm here in Miami. It's the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. And there's a lot of people that might be in a place where it's the weather's not so great. And so that's what I'm putting down for today. It could be something very simple. So I just want to put that out there and share that with you. So now that I've kind of gone off on a little bit of a tangent, I want to talk to you about and expand on, and I kind of touched on this on a previous Q&A show, is consistency. I talked about consistency with your marketing some shows back, and I want to elaborate on what I mean by consistency, and I want to direct that consistency when it comes to making offers in your business, because there's a lot of people that have reached out to me since we launched the Flip Empire show, and people are struggling, whether it be with consistent deal flow, with their marketing, with the amount of money that they're making. And it all boils down to a few things, but one of the major drivers is, how many offers are you sending in your business? How many offers are you getting in the hands of sellers, motivated sellers, agents, banks? You know, how many offers do you send every single day? And usually when I ask that question, the replies are not very surprising. It's either none or it's very few. And how I want to apply the, you know, the topic of being consistent as it relates to sending offers is, I think a challenge that people are having is they get so caught up in the technical aspect of how to physically, you know, nobody wants to sit down and write out a contract, right? And you know, fortunately, with all the tools and the resources we have, we can quickly generate an offer. But so many people get caught up in the technical aspect of how to make it push button simple that it prevents them from actually going out and sending out offers. And so what I want to challenge you with is, make it a goal and just be consistent with this, to send out 5 offers per day. And I'm going to get to, you know, who you can target to send those offers. But and an offer, you know, if you don't know what contract to use, or if you just don't have, you know, you don't have it systematically set up where you can click a couple of buttons and it generates an offer for you, make it an email. Okay. Like, it's a friend of mine, a friend of mine put out a video, and hopefully I can get this right, but he said something to the effect of, it's better to be consistent with a little than to be overzealous for one day. And he was actually talking about, in the fitness industry, people talk about how they can't work out. And he was saying, it does you no good to have a killer workout one day and be sore for the next 3 weeks and not do anything. It's better to set aside 5 minutes and just do exercise for 5 minutes for 30 days straight. You're going to gain more out of that. And it boils down to being consistent. Same thing applies in our real estate business when it comes to sending offers, is if you're overwhelmed by the fact that you just don't have the paperwork and you don't have it automated, Google letter of intent, for example, and just send out 5 letter of intents per day. If that's too daunting, then send out an email. You know, where I challenge you, go to Craigslist and go to the for rent section, for example. And if you have a full-time job, or if you don't have the time to do this, get a virtual assistant to do it. I recommend, if you want to, you know, leverage a virtual assistant, I have some great recommendations in the resources page of Flip Empire. Just if you go to flipempire.com/staff, these people will actually find you a virtual assistant. You can also go to upwork.com. So there's a lot of great places if you don't have a virtual assistant. But the point is that this has to get done. And whether it's you or somebody else doing it, go to Craigslist and send out offers. I don't care if they're blind offers. Just take a certain percentage off of what they're asking and send an email or a letter of intent. If you don't have the actual paperwork, just start sending out offers. If 5 offers is too much for you, I would rather you be consistent and just send out 1 offer a day, if that's what it takes to get the momentum working in your favor. Just send out 1 offer a day. Send out 1 email, 1 letter of intent. No matter how busy you are, no matter what you have going on, everyone and anyone can send out 1 offer a day. Now, in my opinion, you know, it's going to be a little challenging to really gain some traction that way, which is why I'm highly suggesting that you start with at least sending 5 offers a day. But the point of this Q&A show is to be consistent. And so, you know, the question, which actually I should have alluded to at the beginning of this, was how can I get more consistent deal flow? You know, because that continues to be a challenge for people. And there's a lot of different ways I can answer that question, but it boils down to, you want to be sending out offers on a daily basis. Every single day, send out 5 offers. I don't care if it's an email. I don't care if it's a letter of intent, or if you actually send it out on a standard purchase and sale contract. Don't get bogged down with the technical aspects of it. Just send out 5 offers per day. Go to Craigslist, go to the for rent section, fire off an email saying, "Hey, I saw your ad on Craigslist for rent. I was I was just curious if you wouldn't have any interest in selling. If you do have any interest in selling, here's an offer that's all cash. You can get into the details of you covering closing costs, closing whenever they want, all that, all the benefits that most people already use. You know, the point is, send an offer, get a written offer in these people's hands. I don't care if it's just an email or a letter of intent, but get into the habit and be consistent with sending out 5 offers every single day. You can go to Zillow, you can go to Craigslist, you can go to Backpage, you can get on the MLS. If you don't have access, talk to a real estate agent. I don't care how you do it. I just want you to send out 5 offers every single day. Think about that. You send out 5 offers a day. If you're doing this 5 days a week, that's 25 offers you've gotten out. If you're doing it 7 days a week, which I want to push you to do, that's 35 offers a week that you're sending out. That's what, 100, and my math is off, but 140 maybe offers you're sending out every single month or so. Think about that. If you're sending out that many offers, I can almost guarantee you, without guaranteeing you, because I can't guarantee your results or anything, but I'm very confident if you do that on a consistent basis, you're gonna start to tie up some deals. And then just make sure that you have some sort of inspection period, and that allows you to then look into your numbers and see if what you offered makes sense. Is, you know, before I end this this Q&A show, I just want you to avoid having to have the entire system up and running, waiting for the stars to align before you send an offer and get bogged down with all the technical details. And then I can already hear some of the questions being thrown my way. Well, how do I know if what I'm offering is accurate? Or what if I offer too much? That's why you have an inspection period. And that's the beauty of this business and the beauty of wholesaling and you know, sending out offers, is that, you know, you're not backing yourself into a corner if you're doing this the right way, where, you know, you're going to put up any money at risk, or all you're doing is you're sending out offers, you're sending out letter of intents, you can tie up a property during an inspection period, and then that gives you the ability to look at your numbers, see if what you offered makes sense, and start going out and finding a buyer for that property. Wholesaling is very simple. It's nothing more than contracting a property at a certain price with a seller, marketing it up, and finding a cash buyer to pay more than what your contract price is, and you assign the contract or you double close. In a nutshell, that's all it is. And so if you send out 5 offers a day, I promise you that your results will go up if you're consistent with it. Again, I would rather you send out 1 offer a day, 1 to 5 offers a day, than if you just, you know, you got excited, you went crazy, and you sent out 50 offers today, but you didn't send out another offer for a month or two. So it goes back to being consistent. And again, that's the one thing I want you to focus on once the show ends, is send offers. Just send out 5 offers a day, whether it's an email, a letter of intent, or an actual standard and purchase contract. So hopefully, you know, you take me up on that. I want to challenge you to do so. And, you know, I want to see you have the success and experience the freedom that this business can provide for you. You know, my wife and I just booked another mini vacation. We're going to be going to Chicago for the first time. So if anyone is from Chicago, I would love to hear from you, get some recommendations on what we should do. But that's the beauty of this business. You know, it's being able to, on a consistent basis, take trips with your family, do what you want to do when you want to do it. And how you can get there is, number one, by consistently marketing. Number two is you want to send offers. And then once you start sending offers, eventually, yes, you do want to create a system and automate this process, whether it's through technology or through a virtual assistant or an acquisitions manager. But if you're not there yet, just start by sending offers, okay? So, hey, listen, I want to hear from you how I can improve the show, what you like, what you don't like. I want to encourage you. You can actually even go to flipempire.com/question. You can use that to not only record a question you have, but if you have any suggestions, if there's anyone in particular you want me to interview on a masterclass, or any just, you know, constructive criticism, feedback, anything you want me to cover and dive into, any challenges you're having, go to flipempire.com/question and let me know. I want to hear from you. I'm doing this to put out as much great content as I can to help you in your business. So I want to thank you for your time, and I look forward to catching you on the next Flip Empire show. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.